A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and good Friday morning. Well, it looks like we made it. It's a little warmer outside today. Today, I'm probably going to be sweating to the oldies. I'm going to jump on here kind of quickly. We got a full day ahead for today and tomorrow, so I'm going to be a little bit shorter. Did just want to say I hope everyone has had a good week, and hopefully this weekend you will get some much needed rest and spend some time with your family. Also, as way of announcements, if you do not have a home church or a church that you attend or you don't normally go to church, come visit us at Woodlawn Baptist Church in Laurel, North Carolina. Service times are available 9:45, and also at 11 o'clock is our main worship service. So would love to have you. Again, that is Woodlawn Baptist, Laurel, North Carolina, and we would enjoy to worship together. Some big things going on as far as like even basketball, baseball, all the many things. Watched a little bit of sports last night. I don't even know who won. I think Duke and Carolina were playing baseball. We actually had, you know, they got these things now where you can split the screen and watch two things at one time. I told Reagan the other day that we need to get a bigger TV. That way we can watch more at one time, right? Like our brains need the overload. Anyway, I just want to leave you this at the end of the week. We're going to pick back up in 1 Corinthians Monday. I just want to leave you with a passage here that I think would be fitting to kind of continue on in our life and continue on from day to day. It comes out of Psalms 92, verse 1. It says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night." You know, I remember one time I had the opportunity to go to the beach with my granddaddy to go fishing, and we all stayed in this room. It was my dad, my granddaddy, my two sons, my other brother. We were there at this house, and, you know, everybody's kind of laying down, and it's quiet, and I overhear my granddaddy in the night just thanking God for everything. I'll never forget that. He was laying there, and you could hear him, you know, just thanking God for his blessings and his life and his care. So I think our mentality redirects or gets redirected when we praise God. So my encouragement to you would be, even in the most difficult times, even in the challenging times, even in the bad times, and also good, may we continue to praise God for his loving kindness and his faithfulness towards us each and every day. I know that can sometimes be somewhat difficult when there are challenges that are set before us and things don't appear as promising as we may would like them to look. But in the end, God is faithful and he is true. So let's sing his praises. Let's sing his praises daily. Let's continue to be thankful for all that he's done and give him the adoration that he so deserves. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.